Digital Arena on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, April 21st, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also an online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. And check out our app, The Sports Cast, for the iOS. The NBA playoffs tip off this week was a blowout weekend, and Lionel Messi goes to Cleveland. And a man that is from Northeast Ohio, Dan Madden, welcome back to The Sports Cast.
Yeah, good to be back. It's been a hot minute, but excited to talk some basketball and a little NFL draft today. And great win by my Cavs. I'll be at game two on Wednesday, so looking forward to that.
Oh, that's awesome. I should probably catch a playoff game down here because it could be like the Heat might not go deeper than the first round.
Yeah, no, they're streaky. I mean, like you said yesterday, we were texting methodical, and you know, they just they hung around and hung around, and then the Cavs just blew it open.
Did you know that Messi was coming to Cleveland this past weekend?
Yeah, you said that. It's funny because I don't really follow much of him or soccer, but my son wears the clothes. I mean, he likes the number, and so he wears the clothes. He has no idea what it is or whatnot, but yeah, I did see that.
I'm surprised Columbus did not play in the horseshoe in Columbus, but they went to Cleveland instead, so quite something. 2 hours away.
Yeah, maybe they're just trying to expand a little bit, the game, and you know, for people that could see them up north,
yeah, and have an opportunity. And then I saw Jerry Jeudy there as well at the game, by the way. Hopefully it will help him out to win some games for the Browns. Anyways, Let's go into the NBA. Dan is a Cavs fan, as you can see from his hat. Donovan Mitchell scored 30 points. He came back after 2 weeks being not playing. He was trying to recover from his ankle. Plus, they clinched the playoffs like 2-3 weeks ago, and tied a playoff career high with 4 steals. And the Cavs beat the Miami Heat 121-100 on Sunday night, Game 1. It was a blowout. Dan, your thoughts over this first game? Great crowd too, by the way.
Yeah, no, absolutely great crowd on Easter. Everyone was fired up to get a home game and, to host the first game, home court advantage. Like I said, the Heat hung around. I mean, the Cavs would, get 8-10 point lead, and the Heat would hang around. They would make their shots. But the Cavs, I mean, they have so many weapons offensively. The 3-point ball, I mean, there's so many players, and Ty Jerome, I mean, this is has to be the sixth man of the year. I mean, he was just lights out. I put on Facebook that I think his contract's up next year. They're going to have to bring out the Brinks truck to pay him, because he is a big piece of this, hopefully championship run. Mitchell doesn't have to do it all. This is probably the first time in his career where he can kind of step back and facilitate, pick his points where he's going to really take over a game. But with Sam Merrill and Garland and Mobley and Allen, Strus even hit some threes. I mean, they can hit you in so many different directions. And defensive
player,
they were able to hit your big guy Hero. He couldn't get going. They were face guarding him. So it's real happy with it.
Great win by the Cavs. Just to reiterate what Dan said, Ty Jerome had 16 of his 28 points in the fourth quarter for the top-seeded Cavs. Terrence Garland added 27 points. and Carlin and Jerome each had five three-pointers, Dan. Yeah. And the Cavs were 18 of 43 from beyond the arc.
Yeah, no, they you know, it used to be, you know, Boston, I mean, they can go hand in hand with their 3-point shooting as long as it's falling, you know. I mean, you can kind of live and die by the three. But they can hit you in other ways, you know, slashing, you know, Garland. I mean, even Ty Jerome can get in the paint. I mean, they were doing a lot of scoring in the paint, but then Miami started shutting the paint down a little bit. So they adjusted.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite something. Now, if they were to ask you, Dan, can the Cavs be the number one seed before the season started, what would you have said?
No, I mean, I didn't think that would be the case. I mean, you have a brand new coach, a new system, you know, trying to adapt to that. But I didn't really think that they'd win over, you know, what was it, you know, almost 70 games, you know, 65 games. I mean, it's just truly remarkable for a first year head coach. You know, I think the growth of Allen and Mobley, strength-wise, I think is what got them over the hump. Last year, they just got beat around in the paint, particularly by the Knicks. It seems like they got stronger. It kind of starts with them underneath. Mobley is able to go outside now. He's hitting threes now. People are going to have to guard him out there. So there's a lot of factors that go into the run that they're having.
Atchison, definitely. Cavs are looking good. I think the only team that you have to worry about is the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, no, I'd absolutely agree. It's going to go through Boston for sure. And that's going to be a one heck of a matchup. Probably go seven games for sure.
What's your season record with Boston this past season?
I think they got one win off. I think it was like 3-1, I think. Boston won that series. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, that's definitely – they're a little bit agey, though. I saw them the other day. They look pretty agey, but we'll see what happens. Let's go for our late-night game last night. Steph Curry scored 31 points, and the Warriors built a huge lead and held on to beat the Rockets 95-85. This Rockets team is young. They had a good streak, but the Warriors have Jimmy Butler, who had 25 points.
Absolutely, yeah. So didn't watch much of that. These late games are tough. I was in bed for most of that. I did watch, you know, a lot of the first half. Yeah, I mean, a young team with the Rockets. I mean, really haven't played too many playoff games here recently. So I think, you know, Curry with the addition of Butler, they towards the end of the year, they just started gelling. So, you know, that's tough to beat that kind of experience. In a playoff atmosphere. So I look for the Warriors to take this series for sure.
Yeah, and they took home court advantage from the Rockets. So this is a good footing for the Warriors, who has experience, who has Butler now. And we'll see how long they can go. Because that play-in, they had to win that first play-in game, Dan, because if they want to play it till like later in the week, they would have been tired and probably not beat the Rockets in game one.
No, yeah, that was definitely a huge win. To win that first play-in.
You got to. The play-in's interesting. The Heat, I mean, do you think the Heat, like the Miami Heat winning the play-in, like do you think they're a strong seed 10, the 10 seed? Or do you think they're a 10 seed? Maybe the Cavs could sweep them.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, back and forth. I think, what's his name from Atlanta, what isn't too happy with the play-in game.
Hawks got rid of their GM today.
What's that? Oh, they did. I didn't see that.
Yeah, they got rid of him today.
Wow. So. But he was saying that, oh, you know, if we can't figure out who should be in the playoffs by, you know, playing all these games during the year, you know, what are we doing here with these play-ins? So he was a little salty, you know, having to lose to a lower seed, you know, type to get knocked out of the playoffs. So, you know, I guess it makes for a little more excitement, I think, at the end of the year to see who gets in.
But like, what's your prediction with the Cavs? Like, sweep? Do you say, like, you know, Cavs in 5 and 6?
No, I think they're going to – I think a sweep.
Whoa.
I know you don't want to hear that.
I don't know. I think it's tough to win in Miami. I think at best with the Cavs in 5 games, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think a sweep, but I've seen crazier things. Derek White. a potential opponent for the Cavs down the road. Derek White scored 30 points, Tatum 17 points, and finished the game after a scary late fall. And the Boston Celtics beat the Orlando Magic 103-86 in game one. Dan, should the Celtics be worried about the Magic? Because I know you guys are very familiar with the Magic, but you think this would be a good series?
You know, it started out good, you know, I don't think it's going to be very close. I mean, they just have too many weapons, the Celtics. And they could be similar to the Cavs. They just catch fire from the three-point land. I mean, it's just over. You know, Derek White, I mean, he's just so sneaky good. I mean, people kind of forget about him, you know, with their other stars. And but he's a dark horse. And I mean, he's always hitting contested threes. He always frustrates me when they play the Cavs because he's just worried about everybody else and he just finds a way to knock them down. So I don't think it's going to be a series. I mean, Magic may win one, but I think that's it.
One thing we know for sure, the Cavs will not be facing the Magic this year.
No, they won't.
Last year, they took you guys to
seven
games.
Yeah.
So, anyways. That's good. We'll see if the Celtics will take care of it. I don't think it'll be a sweep, but we'll find out in the bracket. We'll look it down. Thunder, OKC had the most points by halftime, Dan. This is a young team. Beat the Grizz, who just, you know, got in for the play-in. 51-point game win, game one. Jalen Williams scored 20 points, and Chet Holmgren had 19 and 10 rebounds. OKC is a good number one seed, apparently.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I think they have the shot to come out of the West. I mean, the Lakers maybe now with their new team. But that was a very dominant performance. You don't expect, you know, that in a playoff game, but they dominated for sure.
And it was blowout city this past weekend. So
yeah.
This is
not, yeah, absolutely.
Also, baseball, I heard there was a couple of blowout games too. Chet Holmgren, young team, 19 points. Jalen Williams, 20. Isaiah Hartenstein, 14. SGC only had 15 points. And Aaron Wiggins, 21. So the team is not dependent on SGC in particular, but they got a team rolling, just like the Cavs. Grizzlies, they said, hey, man, just only game one. Once we tie up the series,
yeah,
game
I heard one
is forgotten.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go to the other team, playoffs. T-Wolves root the Lakers, 117-95. Jaden McDaniels scored 25 points. Naz Reid added 23 with 6 three-pointers. And the T-Wolves, Minnesota Timberwolves, overcome Luka Doncic, 37 points, Dan. Laker playoff debut for 117-95 victory over the Lakers. I think the Wolves have this series, to be honest. I don't think the Lakers are going to beat them.
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, I thought maybe that they would if they can get it together. I mean, defensively, I mean, to give up that many points. I mean, you think Luka scoring over 30 points that they would have a chance to win the game. They started off, you know, it was a pretty close game, but defensively they just couldn't put it together.
I think LeBron needs more than 20 points here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's going to have to go.
And
go
Austin Reaves, 16 points, maybe the 22
Reaves
points.
Reaves had 37. Or no, that was.
Luka had not. 37.
Luka, yeah.
Luka, Hayes Reaves. Only had one. Had,
yeah, 16.
Which is probably just a free throw shot.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards had 22 points. Naz Reid, 23. Jaden McDaniels, 25. Julius Randle, 16. So this is a good series. We'll see what happens. It's still early to tell. Who do you have in this series, by the way?
I think the Timberwolves, I think it might either go 6 or 7 games. I think the Lakers will make a series out of it, but I think they'll win.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I like the Timberwolves. They got Anthony Edwards, who was not an MVP nominee, by the way, which I was kind of surprised.
Excuse me.
We'll see what.
So I misspoke. So this is 5-game series. The first.
No, it's 7-game series. Yeah, the whole 5-game. I think they got rid of it back in like 2000.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I wish it was 5 games.
They keep changing. They keep changing all the time.
Well, that's the NBA for you. They're trying to get the ratings.
Yeah.
They lost Christmas. Now they're losing Easter.
Yep.
All right, let's go. The Knicks rally past the Pistons. Jalen Brunson scored 34 points, who also came back from an ankle injury. Campaign had 11 of his 14 in the fourth quarter. And the New York Knicks stunned the Detroit Pistons, first playoff since 04 or something, with a 21-0 run in the final period to rally to 123-112 victory over Saturday night in Madison Square Garden. Your thoughts over this matchup here?
Yeah, so I think this is going to be a very good series. I mean, it's Pistons. I mean, give it up for J.B. Bickerstaff, old Cavs coach. I mean, he went there, you know, he got fired from the Cavs, and he picked up where he left off. I mean, he's got these guys playing great, got them in the playoffs, and they're giving the Knicks the run for their money. You know, I still like the Knicks in this battle, but, you know, I think it's going to be a good series.
Should be a good series. Tobias Harris, 25 points. Cade Cunningham, 21. A rookie from a couple of years ago got drafted. Tim Hardaway Jr., 19. Malik Beasley, 20 points. The Knicks, as we said before, Brunson, 34 points. Karl Anthony Towns, Cat, 23 points. OG Anunoby, the guy they got him last year, 23 points. And Cameron Payne, 14. I got the Knicks in this series. Detroit, first playoff series in a while. So I think Knicks should have not a sweep. I can't say sweep. Yeah. They're too easy, Dan. I mean, they're hard to come by.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nuggets, new interim coach, beat the Clippers, who apparently are like one of the top favorites to make it. I'm not sure what Dan thinks about that, but Nikola Jokic scored 29 points, and Aaron Gordon added 25, including a pair of free throws with 12 seconds left, and the Denver Nuggets roared back from a 15-point first-half deficit to power past the Los Angeles Clippers, 112-110 in overtime. It's going to be
one of the good games this weekend. You know, I watched a lot of it. Yeah, definitely was a good game. You know, crazy that the Nuggets fired their coach. I mean, it's kind of bizarre, you know.
And he's a good coach, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I like
the Nuggets in this series.
Yeah. I like the Nuggets too. Clippers does have Kawhi, Kawhi only had 22 points. He needs more than that, by the way. James Harden, 32. Ivaka Zubac, 21. Norman Powell, 12. We need more from Powell, more from Chris Dunn, and more from Kawhi because, you know, you need that 30-point mark in the playoffs. And for the Nuggets, of course, Jokic leading the way. Jamal Murray, 21. Aaron Gordon, 25. They're doing pretty good. You got the Nuggets winning the series?
I do, yeah. I think it'll be competitive. I think, you know, I think probably in six games.
Six games? I think so. It's going to be a really close series. All right, so let's look at the bracket. Let's see what Dan predicts, what's going to happen. Dan, you got the Thunder beating the Grizzlies, right?
Absolutely.
Nuggets, you got the Nuggets over Clippers. Lakers or Timberwolves? I think you were kind of
indecisive. Yeah.
Timberwolves, Minnesota. Rockets, Warriors?
I like the Warriors.
Warriors go. You got the Cavs, no doubt there. Pacers and Bucks. Who do you have in that series?
I tell you what, I like the Pacers.
I think they're going to win it.
Yeah.
I think this kid, Lillard, is coming back from a blood clot. I don't think he's all there. But I think the Midwest go for the Bucks. Knicks, Pistons. Any hope for the Pistons, or you got the Knicks?
I got the Knicks.
Knicks and Boston series.
Yeah, that'll be
a rivalry and a half
for sure.
So, anyways, Cavs and Heat. I think Heat could bring some. If the Heat can take the Cavs to six games, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't think they're going to win it. To be honest, young team. No, obviously no Jimmy Butler. It's all Tyler Hero. Don't think he can carry it this time around, but I think the Cavs look fresh, by the way.
Yeah, no, very, very fresh, rested. And like I said, they could play a lot of guys and, you know, rotate them in and out and really not lose a beat doing it. So that's helpful.
No, yeah, that is very helpful. I think they have a good chance. Of course, they have to go through the Boston route, and that would be one heck of a series. I'll be watching. And when was the last time Cleveland won the championship again?
Well, 2016 when LeBron.
There you go. Can't remember. Oh, did you know LeBron before this OKC game that had like the biggest lead at halftime? The Cavs had that record before.
Oh, right.
2017 against Boston Celtics. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
It's believable.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's go into serious business. NFL draft this Thursday, 7 p.m. on ESPN NFL Network. Dan, Cleveland Browns has number 2. All I've heard is Travis Hunter. What have you been hearing on the ground in Cleveland?
Yeah, so everyone, local reporters here, you know, pretty much the consensus is that they're definitely going to go with Travis Hunter. He's the best man on the board. I heard that they're going to play him on both sides of the ball as well.
Wow.
Just because he's that good, a generational type player in Cleveland.
You think that's a good thing?
What's that? I do. I mean, not every down. I mean, I think I would use
a couple packages, defense,
but situationally, in wrinkles, I think he needs to be on the field on some packages on offense.
Interesting. Okay, who do you have going to Tennessee?
So Tennessee is kind of a no doubt. Cam Ward, I think all the speculations are is they're going to take Cam Ward with the number overall pick at quarterback.
And of course, you got number 2, Cleveland. The Giants, obviously, Shador had a private workout.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. Yeah,
Shador. And they did have another private workout with three other quarterbacks. Something's going on internally. They got Russell Westbrook about a couple of weeks ago. Dan, who do you think the Giants will pick?
Yeah, so I think the problem with Shador is, though, I mean, it's going to create a tough locker room situation with Wilson because, you know, Shador is, you know, swagger and, you know, with his bling and, you know, and I don't know how that's going to relate. And, you know, Wilson obviously expects to have the job. And I don't think a Shador Sanders is a type, oh, yeah, let me learn from Russell Wilson. I mean, he's going to feel like he's better. So you can have a lot of animosity and issues in the locker room before it even gets started. So I don't know how that relationship's going to work out.
Yeah, and the potential, if they do not get a quarterback, they could go straight to like Abdul Carter, which is a good edge rusher. So he'll be a good pick. You know, this draft in general is not the best, but it's not the worst. So it's all about who can start on day one. That's pretty much like the name of the game here. And then, of course, anything before below the Giants is interesting. If Shador doesn't go to the Giants, Dan, do you think he might go to the Saints or maybe the Steelers?
It's possible. I mean, honestly, I'm hearing things in Northeast Ohio that if Shador drops and he drops to where, you know, it's in before their pick and they might move up and make some trades, particularly before the Steelers go and pick, because, you know, obviously the Steelers would probably take Shador. So there's a chance that the Browns could essentially move up from the 33rd pick into the first round to take Shador Sanders. Wow. So they could get – that would be the perfect scenario. You get Travis Hunter and Shador as the quarterback.
No way. That's a scenario I've not heard, but that would be quite intriguing of a – evening. So what you're saying here is Byron Jones. He is our other sportscast contributor. This is his mock up. He only released the top 10. He cannot release anything beyond that because it just gets a little bit murky and, you know, not saying no name players, but, you know, it's not what it is in previous years. But he has the Patriots getting Will Campbell, the Jaguars, Mason Graham. I heard the Jaguars pick is interesting because of the new GM, so no one really knows exactly what they're going to pick. But things are like the signs are pointing towards Mason Graham. And then you got the Raiders. You got Ashawn Gentry. That one has been really kind of solid pick. I think they'll probably get him. He's running back.
Yeah, no, definitely. That would be a pick for sure. Did you hear about the letter he wrote to all the general managers?
I have not. What did he say?
Yeah, so it basically said that, something along the lines that, you know, hey, I appreciate you, you know, I, you know, something that, you know, I'm the best, and you know that no one can tackle me or something or something.
Oh, wow, like that. He's telling everyone what he can do. Awesome, yeah, and a whole nother mystery as well. The Jets as well. I mean, we have Jones picking Armand Membeau, so we'll see what happens there. Panthers as well, another mystery. Saints, they probably need a whole new quarterback because Derek Carr still has shoulder issues.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, I could definitely see them taking a quarterback there.
Yeah, and then we got Chicago Bears. Byron has a tight end, Tyler Warren. So a lot going on, a lot of question marks, of course. You got the Niners, the Cowboys, the Dolphins keep going. And the Browns only have one pick. No, they have the first pick in the second round.
Yeah, so. That's what I mean. Yeah, they can possibly – if they can't, I would like them if Dart is still available toward – you know, the end of the first round, I would like possibly to see them trade up and go get him, because I think he could be a special player there.
Dan, I've been hearing my channels of a Kirk Cousins going to Cleveland. Have you been hearing that too?
I did hear that, and that could be another situation. I just don't see them, you know, going in with their quarterback room now with Pickett and Flacco, although, you know, Flacco, I mean, he looked good when he played for him. It's turnover prone, but I just don't see them rolling with this group and saying, particularly, you heard what Myles Garrett says, he knows which direction they're going in a quarterback, and that's part of the reason that he came back, not only for the money, obviously, but he knows, and he said he can't say. Well, I can't imagine that this group they have now is what got some excited.
It has to be Kirk Cousins then. Yeah.
Right.
That makes him happy. Now, from this current quarterback room, who would you start, Flacco or Pickett?
I think you got to go with Flacco. I mean, unless Pickett has a crazy camp, and, I mean, he looks good. I mean, a different system. I mean, I feel that he might thrive a little better in this system. But who knows? But, I mean, I think you got to go with Flacco. I think he gives you your best chance to win. Not banged up this year. I mean, 2 years banged up at offensive line, maybe have a little more time. Hopefully Chubb can get going. That's the other cat, or the Browns got to pay Chubb. Are they going to pay him, or aren't they not, are they not going to pay him? That's the other wrinkle with the Browns right now.
And do they have to make that determination this year?
Well, they're going to have to do something, because if they're not going to pay him, they got to get a running back in the draft. So I think they need to make that decision if they're going to get a back. You know,
so. Interesting enough. Yeah, a lot of contracts still being situated. Aaron Rodgers comes back.
I don't know where he's going to go. I mean, I think he's done. I think he's retired.
He looks pretty done. That Pat McAfee show, that's
yeah
to me. But usually he makes his decisions right before the draft. So, and then it's also in Green Bay this year. So
yeah.
Weird things have happened. Predictions tonight, Pistons at Knicks. Who takes game two?
Oh, I like the Knicks. Yeah, I think the Knicks will win this. And I think Pistons will get one game, but I like the Knicks overall.
Not New York tonight as well. Late night, 10 p.m., Clippers at Nuggets. The kids are in bed.
Yeah, yeah. I like the Clippers on this game. I'll give them that one.
Clippers, it is. I think, yeah, they could put that series tonight. I could see that. Not the Pistons, but there you have it. NBA playoffs, NBA, NFL draft. We'll see if the NBA takes over the news over the NFL this week, as they did with Luka a couple of weeks ago. Dan, what's the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Cleveland?
Yeah, so you can reach me on X, Danimal2478, or on Facebook, Dan Madden.
Dan Madden. You can also visit us at thesportscast.net, our website, or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting every night. NBA playoffs, NFL draft specials, show with Victor, Byron, and I. We'll be going over it live. We usually get the picks before the TV says it, so if you want to stay tuned and you're anxious, you're edge of your seat, who's Cleveland going to pick and all that. You don't think Cleveland will have like a little dark horse pick, right?
I don't think so. I'd be shocked, but it is Cleveland. It's Cleveland sports, so you never know with them.
We'll see. Ron Stefanski or their owner makes the decision. We'll find out. Anyways, Dan, thanks for coming out to the sports game.
Yeah, sure thing. All right, later.
This was your update.